What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Let's get into it.
Every house here, and now all of these Chico firefighters and search and rescue personnel are looking for bodies.
We have a list of people that have not been found by their family members. A lot of people don't want closure, so it's extremely important. Doing the job that we do, we're working with fire departments and search and rescue from all over the state.
All right, this fire happened. Let's see here. 4 years ago. 4 years ago today. 2019, right? Well, let me find a better shot, because I don't want to fucking... Oh, my fucking God, dude. The dogs upstairs are going crazy because the owners aren't home. Alright, this is a better shot. Do you want to know why I'm bringing this up? You know, in regards to the Maui fire, not to be a fucking Joe Biden motherfucker, where I gotta make it about me. But back in 2016, when did I turn in my application? I think it was like 2000. I worked for a company, trimming trees for Edison. We were a subsidiary. We were a contractor. So basically, we would go house to house trimming trees away from power lines. And the standard is, every year you have to go to these houses and trim the trees at least 4 feet back, so that the branches don't make connection to the power line, create a circuit, and then that causes the tree branch to cause a fire. I can't tell you how many times we've actually come very, very close to watching a tree, you know, ignite. You can hear the fucking static. Well, in any case, 2016, there was a fucking crazy-ass fire. And it was funny because Salty Cracker said the same shit back then that he does today. Huh. It's funny how these fires never... What does he say? It's funny how these fires never cross the border. They always just stay in California. They never cross into, like, any other state. Huh. That's so weird. And he said the same shit about the Canadian fire. He said the same shit about the fire in California. California's always on fire. Now, I'm gonna address the Maui thing in a second, because everybody's talking about directed energy weapons the same way that they talked about it back then. Directed energy weapons, directed this, directed that. Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist when it comes to that type of shit. Do those weapons exist? Absolutely. Has our government done horrible, horrific shit in the past to us? Absolutely. But here's the problem. There aren't enough tree trimmers out there to fucking, you know, to keep the vegetation in order. There isn't enough funding for these cities to, you know, hire the right amount of people to trim the trees from the power lines. There just isn't. And every year, about 37 to 45 tree trimmers die, trimming these fucking trees. Now, for those of you who don't give a shit or are wondering why this matters, dude, when I was a fucking junior climber, it took me a year and a half to be a junior climber. For the first 6 months, I had to qualify as a groundman. I had to know everything in the book about being a groundman. That's all safety related. And then when I became a junior climber, I had to train for it. I had to work at it. Like, it took... It took a while. It took a fucking while. And to be a foreman, it takes you about a good 2 years to become a foreman, because first you got to get your license, and then you got to get your tree climbing experience, and then you have to get signed off, you have to get sent to school, you have to fucking qualify for this shit, that shit. It's a fucking nightmare. And that's why, like, you have to have, and for the amount of money that you're being paid, which at the time I think was like $25 to be a foreman, you have to have a passion for that shit, because you're putting your life on the line climbing. I can't tell you how many times I would witness, you know, my tired ass foreman in the tree, and he would put his pole, basically the pruner, you know, it's attached to like a 10-foot pole. He would hook it around a power line and accidentally fucking, you know, try to cut it. And I'm like, no, 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 like, don't do that. Like, fuck. I can't tell you how many fucking times I would witness that. And for those of you wondering how come he didn't get electrocuted, the poles that we were using are safety rated like 40,000 to 20,000 volts. And the safety and the power lines that we were cutting were about 12 to 13. So, you know, do the math on that. But any case, to be a tree trimmer, you have to have a fucking passion for that shit. It's not something that anybody can do. And in fact, a lot of people turn the job down as a groundman because it's fucking hard. It is fucking hard. It is backbreaking labor. It is thankless work. You're constantly in danger from either falling, trips, or fucking being thrown in the chipper. Can't tell you how many times, you know, I almost got fucking swallowed up by the chipper. It's fucking scary. And here's the thing, dude. Here's the fucking problem. Cities don't want to fucking invest in them. You know, companies don't want to bid for more money. Edison doesn't want to pay out for more money, even though they get paid fucking buku bucks to fucking, you know, basically do the exact same job. And then, you know, then why don't you work for Edison? Edison doesn't want to hire more than they have to. So these problems will always fucking happen. Now, let's change gears here a little bit. See that problem right there, that congestion? Do you want to know why that happened? It was because in those neighborhoods they had roundabouts. Because people were fucking trying to battle through a roundabout to try to leave the city, and they ended up burning alive inside those cars. One time they said that they could literally see, you know, the car got locked from the heat, and they could see a family just burning and suffocating, desperately trying to fucking signal cars passing by, but if they got out and helped, they would be holding up traffic and everybody else would die. So they just kept driving by. Imagine that. Or people would drive by and they would see people in their cars die from heat exhaustion before they burned into crisps. That was in 2016, and then this fire happened in 2019, which was like the one that happened in Paradise. I don't know how to tell you this, guys, but you get what you vote for. These people fucking bitch whine and complain that the fucking, we need change, we need an adult in the office. I can't tell you how fucking disgusted I am when I would hear that. Every time I would go out to a rally, I would hear chants, slogans, and nothing but slander being called a fucking white supremacist by people who fucking said, you need to stick to your own people. You know, me being Latino. And I would look at them like, why the fuck are you commenting on how I should live my life? You shouldn't be here. You should be with your people. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Yeah, you need to be in like Los Angeles, you know, like enjoying your culture. And I'm like, dude, I grew up in Huntington Beach. This is my fucking town. No. Go fuck yourself. It would happen so fucking often, dude. And then when the Democrats moved into Huntington Beach, that place went to shit. When they moved into Irvine, that place went to shit. Or it's going to shit. When the Democrats moved into Costa Mesa, that place fucking went to shit. All the rent went up. Nobody could afford shit, so they started to move out all the people, you know, all the impoverished. So the only people that are left are the people that actually own homes there, and that, you know, that's slowly rising. I try to buy a home out here. You know, there's still trailers that are being sold for like 38,000, but the last one I checked, 4 bedroom, you know, 2 bath, went for like 138,000. And I was like, what the fuck? And just now, you know, because I install meters, gas meters, I'm looking at these brand new like houses, and they sold for 24,000, 38,000, and now they're being flipped for 180, 170 for a brand new fucking trailer home. Even trailer homes are fucking at like expensive as shit now. So let me tell you something. Like, oh, but you know, you have Joe Lombardo. He's a fucking. Yeah, I get it. But you get what you vote for. These people have no. See, here's the thing that I had to realize a long time ago. Actually, it wasn't a long time ago. This is recent. Republicans are just like Democrats. Democrats will lie to you, but Republicans will get you to shut up. You see, when we bitch, whine, and complain that there's too much homelessness out here, that there's too much trash, there's too much everything, you know what Republicans do? They will go out and they will find work and bring it to that city so that it's flourishing. But here's the problem. As we go out and work, we no longer give a fuck about the homeless and the problems because we have money now. And money keeps us silent. Now, what Democrats do is they just hide the problem. Oh, yeah, we'll get to it. Yeah, we're getting to it right now, right away. And they never fucking do it. It's not until you're about to vote them out that they finally get a fire under their ass to do something. Gavin Newsom. I'm using him as a prime example. People are leaving. People aren't leaving. They're moving in. See, and that's the other thing about politicians that I realize is that they remind me of the very women that I dated. They lie, they cheat, they steal, and they tell you that they're gonna do one thing and they never do. They tell you that they're gonna change and they never do. They make these fucking false promises and they never fucking keep them. But you get what you vote for. California is just a complete fucking mess. To the point where even that fucking cocksucker Villanueva, Alex Villanueva, that he was the chief sheriff of Los Angeles, he stepped down because and he was in an interview saying, "Oh yeah, this place, you know, that place is just in shambles." Like, huh, maybe removing ICE from the detention centers was a fucking dumb idea. Maybe allowing the homeless to fucking sleep and shit everywhere was a really fucking dumb idea. Maybe the mayor, maybe you could whisper into the mayor and say like, hey man, maybe taxing people $10 or 10 cents for these plastic bags is a really dumb idea. Maybe pursuing this green energy bullshit and trying to be fucking, you know, trying to force recycling onto people is a really fucking dumb idea. Maybe it's in our best interest to keep the money and the wealth within the pockets of our constituency so that we can get in return a more profitable society. Maybe we could do something about the. Everybody says that, you know, there aren't enough homes being built. Bullshit. They're being bought out. They're being bought out by illegals. They're being bought out by BlackRock. They're being bought out by Bill Gates. and all these fucking all these motherfuckers that are going around and just buying up houses. Out here in Vegas, it's very common for one company to fucking to own several different properties all over fucking Vegas. And I'm here to tell you, man, this shit doesn't surprise me. It's happened time and time and time and time again. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my foreman. He's 21 years old, and he's dipping his toes into politics, and I just said, don't, dude. It's going to drive you fucking crazy. And he's all about it, you know, the same way that I was. I think he's Democrat, but I told him, like, dude, both of... He asked me, like, where do I stand? And I'm like, dude, I don't side with either of those pieces of shit. I'm going to tell you why. It's because they're both two sides of the same fucking coin, dude. They pit us against each other. They get us to fight. They get us to act on emotion. See, here's the thing about Democrats. They pursue righteous morality. And Republicans flinch and wince. You know, the same way that Democrats flinch, like, they get upset when we don't tolerate fucking gay shit and all that other bullshit. It's the same way that we are when they force their agenda on us. It's the exact same bullshit. And yet they're using the very system that we have in place, they're using that against us, and it's pissing us off. But in truth, it's the exact same fucking play. If they can get us to squabble and fight against each other, then they can pass all these bullshit laws. Fucking tons of Republicans gathered around and try to basically take away your ability to defend yourself with a firearm. Domestic violence, for those of you who don't fully understand, you could still own a firearm, technically. If you've been into a domestic violence situation, if the person that was involved was not your spouse, even if they were living with you, they had, like, you know, if that wasn't your spouse, then it should be considered a misdemeanor, and they put a prohibition on your ability to own a firearm. The Republicans voted against that. The Republicans voted for you to not be able to fucking defend yourself. And it's funny because, like, again, I see all these young foremen and shit like that, and they ask me the question, like, would you ever put your hands on a woman? And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Like I don't know how to tell you this, but let me ask you something. If a woman shot at you, would you shoot her? Or would you fucking try to, like, negotiate and talk her down and do all that bullshit? They're like, no, bro, we'd blow her fucking face off. And I'm like, if she slapped you, would you slap her back? Well, no. And I was like, no, you would. You wouldn't take that shit. So why is it that a woman can shoot at me in combat, but I gotta fucking restrain myself, you know, over here overseas? Or, excuse me, back home. Makes no sense. Sorry. I know, I'm sorry. It pisses me off. So why am I talking about this? Why did I go down this fucking rabbit hole, right? You see this shit? The cars? It's the same shit that happened in Maui. What happened to Paradise? It happened... The police try to contain the panic. I fucking love it when they try to contain a panic, because you know what they end up doing? They end up costing more lives. See, their job as their job is to secure. And when they try to secure, what they end up and what they inevitably end up doing is creating a bottleneck. They try to contain and secure under the guise of protection. And it doesn't work that way, does it? Especially in a situation like that. But how is that their fault? They're not trained for that. They don't even see it that way. So a lot of the police officers that were blocking roadways and tried to contain the situation and try to funnel it in a different direction ended up killing a lot of people. The same shit that happened in Maui. The only difference was in California there was a drought. Remember that? During that time, there was a drought. They didn't have water. Maui had water, and they still shut the fucking water down over the idea of the guys that water is a sacred, precious resource that was honored by the gods. And therefore, that water, that precious water, couldn't be used to put out the fires. And it killed hundreds, thousands of people. You guys already know the stories, the horror stories of the bodies turning up. I don't need to get into that. But what I will tell you is that this is a replete tactic that has been used time and time and time and time again. And I keep telling people, if you don't see the fucking situation, if you don't see like what happened before, and all of a sudden the fire happened, and then the politician ends up getting more money afterwards to contain the situation, to be able to silence everybody. Nobody remembers these fires in Paradise. What about, remember East Palestine? Fuck. A fucking train goes nuke, fucking spreads thousands and thousands of gallons of toxins, or I don't even know if that's even measured that way, but it was just fucking horrific. Swept under the rug. People don't even remember that shit anymore. What about Lebanon? Remember in Lebanon? Beirut, I think? That fucking fire, that warehouse that was making fireworks just fucking went up and it went off like a nuke, killing fucking people? Hardly anybody remembers that. Well, I mean, it's Lebanon. Nobody gives a fuck about that. But my point is that before these fires happened, there was something that was going on that was going to change the direction of the economy, of the laws, of the people. It was going to change shit. The fire happens, and now all the attention is there, and then they're given the money and the resources to silence everything and everyone. And then those laws get put in place. Why? Because there's nobody there to fucking vote for it. Or vote against it. Strange how that fucking works. Even though, like, you know, you would think that those people that lost all their homes were going to not vote Democrat, yet somehow managed to vote, didn't they? I'm getting to the point of Maui. But I'm just trying to paint this picture in your head, how this is working. It's a tactic that it's as old as time. If you cannot get the people to capitulate and bow to your will, then you just burn them the fuck out. You just burn them the fuck out, and then they have to capitulate. They have no choice. It fucking makes me laugh how people just don't fucking see it that way. They're like, no, it was a natural disaster. And then they do their best to try to reason, rationalize, and I'm like, no, dude. This fucking happened. And it's always with the brush fire. It's always, you know, they did the exact same thing. I don't know if it, remember how, like, in the Maui fire, how they said that, you know, they saw lasers in the sky? And then there's, like, another video footage of, like, a spark happening, right? Well, guess what happened in 2016, and guess what happened in Paradise? Same shit. They fucking they found video footage of how the fire was caused. It was the exact same way. A large flash, which happens. If you've ever seen a tree branch land on both power lines, because it's an alternating current. Or no, excuse me, it's direct current. But when it lands on the power line, it creates a circuit and it fucking just it looks like a flash grenade just goes off, just whoosh. It's bright as fuck. But I find it so curious. I find it so fucking curious that Maui was actually going through. They were going through something. They were gonna talk about, you know, just buying out all the properties and all the land, and they were gonna negotiate and all this other shit. And then all of a sudden, power, you know, fucking buildings could catch on fire, and then Oprah Winfrey shows up, and then fucking, you know, Bill Gates is out there fucking buying up property like crazy. And so is Zuckerberg, and so is Oprah, and so is all these other cocksuckers, right? Convenient, isn't it? The city was trying to put up a fight and say, like, no, dude, we want to keep these houses because they're ours. These have been passed down to us from generation to generation. These are our homes. No, we're not selling. Fucking fire rips through the goddamn island, and apparently fucking the second one is ripping through the other side. But here's the thing, I don't feel sorry anymore. When the fire rips through California, I don't feel a fucking thing. When the fire ripped through Maui, I could not care less. Why? Because they all voted for that shit. They put those people in power, and none of the fucking mayor didn't give a shit. The fucking city council guy didn't give a shit. The guy who was in charge of the police officer, you know, the chief for the police department didn't give a shit. And you guys already know how he was involved in the fucking the Las Vegas thing. You guys already had that figured out. And no, it isn't a coincidence. I'm telling you, dude, I don't fucking feel an ounce of fucking sorrow when shit like that happens anymore. If you were to really do some research in terms of how people like native Maui, native Hawaiians feel about America, you wouldn't feel fucking an ounce of sorrow either. A lot of them fucking don't like you. A lot of them think that they need to detach from America. How we got our hands on Hawaii, I have no fucking idea, nor do I even care. But I genuinely just don't give a shit. They voted for it, they put those people in power, and then when something bad happened, it's always in a democratic state when bad shit happens like that, doesn't it? And then just like Gavin Newsom, he was nowhere to be found. When those fires ripped through the fucking the state, nowhere to be found. I haven't even heard of a settlement or anything about those families that lost all their homes in Paradise. Or what's going to happen to the people in East Palestine. But let me tell you something. Those same cocksuckers, right? Those same pieces of shit that fucking like went through all that chaos and all that problem are the same fucking people that went on Facebook and put "We stand with Ukraine." I don't feel a fucking ounce of sorrow. When our homeless are out here fucking desperately, you know, trying to find another fucking fix. When they're desperately trying to unfuck their lives, when they're depressed as shit, like fucking mental illness is at an all-time high. Look, I can go on and on and on and on, bringing example after example. The point is that we don't give a shit about ourselves. And the people who don't give a shit about themselves usually turn to desperate measures, and they end up voting the fucking wrong way because they're not focused on trying to vote for the right people. What was that guy's name? Vivek? I forget. He's like this Indian guy running for president. He talked about the machine. And it's an invisible monster. Tulsi Gabbard talked about it. Fucking, you know. Uh, um, Bernie mentioned it. It's just these people that act like they're in high school. These politicians behave and act like it's fucking high school. And that's what happens when all they know is politics. That's what happens when all they fucking know is drama, politics, and what was it, Pelosi, before she retired, when they fucking called her out on some bullshit? Like, hey, your husband just, you know, had a fucking guy over at his house. What was up with that? She just like, she sticks fucking ice cream in her face and just walks away. These politicians don't fucking care about you, dude. Excuse me. They don't fucking care about you, dude. They just want you to fucking vote and shut the fuck up. And vote their way, because if you don't, like, then you're a bigot. Yo, can't have that. Name calling. Ooh. Or you don't want to be a racist, misogynistic, you know, fucking library of, or dictionary of fucking laundry list of fucking name calling, do you? Ooh. Like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. I don't give a fuck what you call me. Mel Gibson said it best. This machine, well, he was referring to Hollywood, has a way of using public humiliation as a means to get you to stand down and be silent. And he's like, I just don't give a shit anymore. I got better things to fucking do with my life. Remember, like, a long time ago? Imagine what's his name? Mel Gibson's career is the Holmes, right? And when there was a dispute or a debate or a problem with Hollywood, which is the laws, right? Like, the laws that were being passed, that he was, you know, that the people have a discrepancy with, and they try to fight against it. Hollywood was trying to go up against Mel Gibson about something, and then they released all that public information, all that fucking, which is the fire, right? They try to get him to silence, to like turn back, to try to turn another, you know, turn the other cheek and try to get him to shut the fuck up and capitulate. Because Hollywood is extremely forgiving when it comes to their own. Extremely forgiving. I mean, look at Alec Baldwin. I'm telling you, I've seen this shit time and time and time again. So yeah, they were gonna let Mel Gibson basically, you know, hey, put you on blast there, we'll do it again. Mel Gibson said, go fuck yourself. Took his money, made Passion of the Christ, made a few other movies, I can't remember. I think Hacksaw Ridge. A bunch of good movies, right? But here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. They did that shit to Mel Gibson, and it failed. He's like the one rogue agent that they can't fucking... And here's the thing, if they try to silence him again, everybody knows it's bullshit. He said all that racist shit and all that other stuff about, you know, the fake tits and all that. And now look at where we at today. MGTOW exists. We don't want fake women. We don't want, like, the standard that he had is, I don't want you to be a fake bitch. I don't want you to fucking, like, you lied to me, you cheated, you did all this other shit, like, go fuck yourself. And I have a kid with you. I don't know if he did or not. But he was tied down to some bitch that tried to fuck his life up. She lied to him. And we've all been there. I can't feel sorry for him now, but we've all been there. I've been there. You chase after somebody, you finally get them, and then they end up fucking doing a 180 on you, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? We went from fucking and eating each other, fucking, now we're on the brink of fucking destroying each other. Why? happens all the fucking time, dude. Can't tell you how many times Alex Villanueva went after people that, you know, didn't agree with Gavin Newsom politically. Get him to get arrested, fucking traffic violations up the ass. You know, busting him for narcotics, busting him for all kinds of shit. And it was, they were just speeding and disobeying the law. You know, there was people that were trying to stand up in this neighborhood against the violence in the sheriff's office in Compton. And what wound up happening was two sheriffs ran after this guy, and the guy just panicked because he's like, oh fuck, like these sheriffs are like tailing me. And they were tailing him, and he got scared and he fucking ran. I think it was a Filipino dude or a Samoan dude, and instead of just detaining him, they were like, why'd you run? Who gives a fuck? He ran. That's his, it's his fucking freedom to run away from you. They didn't even try to stop to talk to him. They didn't tell him, like, hey, dude, like, you know, stop, we want to talk to you. Nothing. The guy ran, they ran after him, and then they fucking killed him. Shot him at fucking point-blank range in his head. And what happened to those two officers? They got transferred to different branches. And then when they went after Alex Villanueva saying, like, hey, dude, you went after our relative. Like, your officers went after our relative because we've been trying to, you know, get, like, trying to kick you out of the position that you're in. And he's like, no, well, I'll do an investigation on it and see if this is true. Guess what happened? Take a wild fucking guess what happened. Of course he found nothing. So when he stepped down, that meant that he couldn't take the heat anymore. That meant that they were coming after him. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I don't want you guys finding out anything. And, you know, if I step down, then you guys are going to have to, you know, everything basically gets sealed up. The attention and the focus have, you know, shifts to somebody else. But dude, I'm going to tell you this from my experience. When I tried to join the sheriff's department as a junior fucking, I forget what they're called, junior sheriffs or whatever. Yeah, there was this guy. He was like officially a sheriff. He was 18, 19 years old. Went through the academy. So basically he was recruiting. And one of the guys was 20 years old, and he was dating a fucking high schooler. And one day, you know, they take me to go to the sheriff's office to, you know, to go do an application, to go do a fitness thing. They were like, all right, if you want to join, you're going to have to buy white t-shirts and, you know, black pants for now. And then come in, you know, with that. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was hanging out with them. You know, they were basically teaching us how to be sheriffs. You know, basically explaining the basics and all this other stuff. And then the fucking 19-year-old sheriff, I think I was like 16 or something at the time, he fucking grabs me without telling me anything, and then just fucking slams me on the floor. And all the fucking, everybody was just staring at him like, what the fuck is he doing? And the other sheriffs didn't do shit. They just stood there and watched. He put me in handcuffs, and he's like, yeah, this is all you detain a suspect. And, yep. It was kind of like a hazing thing to see if I was down. And I just looked at him like, bro, like, get me the fuck out of these handcuffs. Like, so they get me out of the handcuffs, and he's like, how'd you feel? And I'm like, about as I would have expected. It's not my first time, you know. My parents went through a raid. I don't know if I told you that story, but yeah, my parents went through a raid. Back when I lived in Costa Mesa and the Costa Mesa Motor Inn, my mom was in handcuffs. You know, my stepdad was in handcuffs. They called us terrorists, and so the fucking Orange, or excuse me, the Costa Mesa Police Department went fucking crazy. They threw me on the ground. Luckily, one of the cops recognized me, and he's like, no, dude, like, let this kid go. And after a little bit, it doesn't matter. My point is that I explained this to him, and he goes, oh, so you already have a criminal history. And I looked at him like, you fucking faggot. Like, and I was like, how is me being detained a criminal history? He's like, well, I mean, and then he tried to like spin it and try to like prop it up more. And I was like, look, dude, do you want me here or not? Because if you don't need me here, like, I can go do something else with my life. I could go be a carpenter. I could go do something else. So in any case, on the ride back home, everybody was telling me, yeah, he shouldn't have done that. Like, that was, like, completely, like, he assaulted you, blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, when I was about to file a complaint, my dad, you know, I got home late. My dad wanted to know why. And when I told my dad why, you know, why I was going to, or why I came home late, it's because I went to, you know, the junior sheriffs. And he's like, they're not going to want you. You're a fucking, I can't remember what he said, but basically he's like, you're like a bad kid. They're not going to want you. They want people with good grades and all this other stuff. You have, like, you know, you have piss poor grades. And he just kept saying it over and over again. And I just, like, you know what, dude? Fuck him. Fuck everybody. Fuck everything. Like, I'm not going to even put in, you know, I'm not going to put in the work to graduate. Fuck it. I'll figure it out on my own later on in life. Luckily, my mom came back into my life, and I moved out, and, like, yada, yada, yada. But that fucking sheriff's department, I had a first experience from day one of what kind of pieces of shit they were. That was before Alex Villanueva. I can only see and understand why they have the problems that they do, because of the fucking culture and the people that they breed in the communities and the system. You know, a lot of them are fucking ex-gang members that, like, slipped under the radar. A lot of them, you know, have ties, criminal ties to fucking family, to the MS-13. It goes on and on and on. So believe me when I'm telling you that what happened in Maui wasn't an accident. It wasn't. But again, those pieces of shit voted the way that they did, and they made it very fucking clear that they didn't want to be American citizens. So I don't fucking feel bad. And they want us to, like, still go over there and tour. Oh, give us your tourism, because that's basically what's keeping us alive right now. No, dude. Fuck you. I don't feel a fucking ounce of sorrow. You don't want to be Americans, and yet you vote Democrat. And then when shit flies in your face, now you want us to bail you out? No. Doesn't work like that, man. You did it to your fucking selves. I'm so sick and tired. I'm sick and fucking disgustedly tired of people doing that shit. My ex used to do that. She used to get herself, talk shit, get herself in a situation, and then blame me for it. Do you guys remember that story? I don't know if I told you, but all right, so it was me and a buddy of mine. He was an ex-Marine. He was having PTSD issues, so he was always hanging out with me, living in my car. And, dude, the guy would not stop partying. He was always doing cocaine. He never had money, but he always had coke, right? So, he was always trying to get laid, dude. That was the other fucking dumbass problem he had. Like, he didn't take his life serious at 30. He still lived like a 19-year-old kid. So, in any case, he comes with me with my ex, right? And my ex is like, you know, I want to drive us. So I'm like, I'm not driving with you. Like, I want to drive. And she's like, no, I don't want to drive. Or I don't want you to drive. And I was like, okay, how about this? I'll just meet you over there with my car. So we drive. We get to the location. I park my car somewhere far away. I think it was like half a mile up the block. Park it in the parking lot. You know, she picks me up in her car. We drive over to the bar. She's like, look, I'm driving you. She parks her fucking car in a place that says, do not park here. We're going to paint. And if you have your car here, we're going to tow it. And so she keeps going out and she keeps going outside and going outside and going outside to check up on her car. And I'm like, just move the fucking car. There's a 7-Eleven next door. Just park it there. And she's like, no, I don't want to get it towed. Guess what fucking happened? She gets the car towed. Me and my buddy, we go outside to go get a smoke. And then she's like, my car got towed. And I'm like, well, big fucking surprise. You know, there's a sign literally right there that says, do not park here, will tow. Painting in progress. They were painting the lines for the parking, you know. And she gave me this look like she was upset with me. And I'm like, how the fuck are you mad at me? Seriously, how the fuck are you mad at me? She's like, and I swear to God, dude, she said this in front of my buddy. Every time you come back into my life, something bad always happens. And we look at each other and I go, do you see the shit that I'm talking about? He's like, fucking omens. And I started laughing hysterically. And I'm like, bro, I told you. Didn't I tell you about this chick? He goes, is this the one? I'm like, yeah. She believes in like bird signs and fucking cloud, you know, like writings in the sky and shit. Like, she believes in signs. Like, dude, like, the fucking sign says it right there. Does it not, bro? And he's like, no. She's like, oh, like, what? Are you going to help me get my car or not? And I was like, of course I'm going to help you. But dude, don't fucking blame me for what you did. This is clearly your fault. What the fuck? You've been doing this shit to me since the beginning of our relationship, and you're doing it to me again, dude. I'm not gonna fucking feel guilty anymore for the shit that you pull. So finally, we walk over to my car, and, you know, she's trying to negotiate to get her car, but the tow yard was closed, so she was like, all right, I need a ride tomorrow to go pick up my car. Cool, yada yada. We drive back to my place. Or, excuse me, we drive back to her place. And then her kids were basically giving her an attitude. And I'm like, dude, this is what happens when you treat your kids like friends. They're not your friends. Stop. Or how about this? Just let them do what they want to do. Because it wasn't anything serious that they were doing. It was just a bickering and an arguing because the kids wanted to eat. There was an extra refrigerator with a bunch of food. And she didn't want to, you know, she didn't want to let them eat that food. I'm like, just let them eat. Here, fuck it, you know what? I don't have much money, but we can go out. And I got like $40 and go out and get him some burgers or something. And she's like, no. I told him no. And I'm like, what's wrong with the food? I just don't want him eating that food. Why not? Because he's been eating that food all the time. And I'm like, so what if he likes it, man? What is he eating? And there were like these taquitos that she made like fresh, right? Like these fresh taquitos. And I'm like, fuck, maybe your cooking's really that good. Let him have it. So in any case, her son hears my voice, like he recognized me. And then she fucking escorts me out of the house with my buddy, and she's all pissed off because she's like, why the fuck did I bring you? She said, why the hell did I let you back into my life? And I looked at her, and I looked at my buddy, and I go, this is the shit that I used to deal with, dude. And he goes, fuck, man. I'm like, yeah, she doesn't give a fuck where she shits. Like, she's like, she'll shit on me in front of you, in front of her family, in front of her friends. She'll shit on me wherever the fuck she wants. And she just wants me to sit here and fucking take it deep. And then she just takes my bottle of Jack Daniels and she fucking, you know, leaves. And he goes, bro, that's your girl. You should chase after her. I was like, bro, did you not hear her disrespect me? You think I want that in my life? I don't care if this bitch has, you know, her own business. I don't care if she has a fucking two nice cars. I don't give a fuck if she has $30 million, which, you know, she eventually ended up getting. Long story. Like, I'm not dealing with this bullshit. Fuck her. Fuck her and those kids. None of those fucking kids are mine, and she wants me to fucking come in here and just like, oh, let's pretend like nothing ever happened. Like, she didn't just kill two of my fucking kids so that she can go out and fucking drink and be a fucking whore instead of being a mom. Like, I'm not dealing with this bullshit anymore, bro. And he just like, yeah, you're right, man. And I was like, that's what happens when you have fucking ethics and a backbone. I'm not putting up with her fucking shit, and I'm not dealing with this anymore. Like, dude, the amount of times that she tried to fucking throw me under the bus and made me feel like shit was insane. Hey, I just pulled a Joe Biden and fucking started talking about myself. Oh, my 67 Corvette. But my point is that those people in Maui, they call themselves forced Americans. A lot of them don't like you. A lot of them fucking feel like their homeland was fucking taken from them. And this is like a generational thing. You know, kind of like the way that the Native Americans fucking feel about us. Or some Native Americans that feel that way towards us. Kind of like the way that fucking Mexico feels about Texas and Louisiana and all that shit. Oh, this is still Mexico. That's how they feel. They don't fucking like you. So I don't like them. They're pieces of shit. They voted Democrat. And then when a fire ripped through their city and they were trapped and all their fucking kids died, I don't fucking feel bad. Oh, but it's their kids and the kids are innocent. Yeah. Innocence gets caught in the crossfire all the fucking time. They didn't think about that when they voted the way they did they? They didn't think about that at all. I feel bad for those people in East Palestine because they didn't ask for that. They didn't ask for that fucking problem that happened to them. I feel bad for the people that died in 9/11 because they didn't ask for that. That was out of their control. But the fucking system that they have, they all voted for it. They all chose it, that, you know, not to fucking pay. How do I explain this? They chose not to pay for more infrastructure they all chose to not pay for maintaining the infrastructure, for the maintenance. They all chose that. So I don't feel a fucking ounce of sorrow. I can't tell you how many times I would watch fucking arborists lose their fucking minds because they have a quota of cutting 7 trees a day. At minimum. And then they keep telling you, oh, there is no quota. And then the moment that you do 4 trees, or 4, you know, 4, not 4 trees, but 4 yards, 4 properties, they're giving you shit. It's like, dude, this property has 9 fucking trees on the fucking site. What do you want me to do? I got one laborer, I got one, you know, one laborer and me. Well, then why don't you call for backup? Like, can you give it to me? Can you give me another climber? Oh, well, we'll see what we can do. Like, oh, all of a sudden, the tune changes when you guys can't fucking, you know what I mean? Happens all the time, dude. Happens all the fucking time. Just bullshit. And the fucking regulations and the rules and the, you know, you gotta comply with Edison standards, and then you gotta comply with your company standards, and company standards sometimes conflict with fucking Edison standards, so you have to kind of meld an in-between. You kind of have to figure it out, the in-between. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys. Kind of have to, like, make some shit up as you go along sometimes. And every fucking company that I've ever been to always says the exact same shit. Over here, we take our standards serious. And then it goes right out the window the moment that you get hired. we prefer quality and safety over, you know, production. And then the fucking moment that you start to oblige and live by that standard, guess what happens? They fucking tell you to step it up because you're taking too long. I had that same fucking problem at this other company that I worked at. Throwing cones. I got so sick and fucking tired. So sick and fucking tired. So fucking tired of being told we regard standards here. You know, or your safety first, and then all of a sudden, you know, the next company meeting, hey, you guys are going to need to step it up. And I would always tell them, you can't tell us to step it up and be safe. You either get safety or speed. You cannot get both. Oh, why not? I did it when I was. I was like, okay, go ahead and show me. Oh, well, you know, that's, you know, it's up to you for you to figure out, you know, some bullshit that they finger their ass with. Fucking cocksuckers. Every time, same shit, you know, with my boss. He, when I try to install a meter, I have to dig, right? And sometimes there's like these rocks. And out here in Nevada, you have to dampen down the dirt. Otherwise, you get a fine. So what a lot of people do is they either grow grass, which is really expensive and hard to maintain, especially because of the water, or they put rocks. And a lot of people like, you know, red rock, black rock. Some people like to use the white rock. You know, it's nice. It's aesthetic. Well, sometimes it rains. And the rocks, the white rock on top, or like the rock is white. Now on top is white, but at the bottom is it's muddy and, you know, it's covered in dirt. And so when I go to remove the white rock and expose the dirt and then, you know, use the dirt, you know, put a dirt, you know, and put the dirt in tarps or whatever, you know, the rock turns over. And so when I put the rock back, it, you know, all the dirt gets kind of mixed in with the white rock. And basically it just looks unpleasant. But the thing is that when it rains, it's going to wash away that shit. Or when it's windy, it's going to fucking blow that shit away. And now my boss is over here telling me, oh, you need to make that look better. And I just look at him like, how? This place is... How? Well, I can do it. Well, then go ahead and show me. I'm not a gardener. Oh, well, okay, I'll get right on it. Fucking jumps in his car. All of a sudden, he has a phone call he has to take. He's like, oh, hey, I gotta leave. And I was like, uh-huh, yeah. Like, dude, I'm not a fucking gardener. If you want me to fucking make the place look like a goddamn Zen garden, you're gonna have to pay me more. I'm not doing this bullshit anymore where they fucking expect me to have a higher standard and yet the people in the office maintain none. You know, they bullshit, they talk to each other in fucking despising, disgusting ways. And then they expect me to fucking follow suit and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I have a high value and a very low self-esteem. I'm not gonna fucking talk, you know, shop talk with you guys, especially if I don't know you. I'm gonna keep it professional. I worked my ass off to be an adult, to be treated like an adult, and these guys just want to throw it out the window. Like, that's not how I operate. So any case, I'm just so sick and tired of hearing about Maui, dude. I'm so sick and tired of it. And the fucking moment that you talk about the other fires, oh, well, nothing was as disastrous as fucking Maui. And I look at him and I'm, what? By the way, this fire that happened in Paradise happened again. It was like a second wave that came by. And I'm fucking dying of laughter, right? Because didn't Beijing, I mean, look, I told you that we weren't going to talk about directed energy weapons, but didn't Beijing go through a fucking natural, like a flood. It just fucking flooded out the whole fucking city. And same thing with, you know, this happens every goddamn time, dude. The earth shakes in areas where they've never had earthquakes before, and then all of a sudden there's a fucking hurricane that passes by. It happened here in Vegas. There was like a weird fucking shudder in the earth, and me and my buddies are looking at each other like, "Wow, that was fucking weird. Like, never felt an earthquake before, especially in Vegas." All of a sudden a fucking typhoon rips through, and we're like, "Huh. Kind of weird how that happened, you know, just days, like a day after." Happens every fucking time, doesn't it? There's a reported earthquake, and then fucking soon after, there's a big-ass fucking typhoon. So yeah, dude, I think China and the United States are pulling some shit on us. But the thing is like, we allowed this shit to happen, man. We're allowing this shit to happen. So when I hear these fucking Democrats running around saying Ukraine first, or we stand with Ukraine, dude, I can't tell you how fucking embarrassed I was when I was driving in Vegas, or when I was driving on the freeway, and, you know, out in the distance, you could see the buildings, the, you know, like the palms and stuff like that. And they have these big screens like enormous screens on these buildings, like fucking just a marvel, really. I just marvel at this place, like the human ingenuity. It's fucking something to behold. Let me give you an example. When they're building or constructing on a building, they'll put a tarp that looks like it's completed on top of it, so it doesn't look visually unaesthetic. If you weren't paying attention, you would miss it. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, holy shit, I thought those were rooms. It's a tarp. So, any case. On this screen of the Palms, or I think it was the Rio. I can't remember. I think it was the Palms. There's this fucking huge Ukraine flag. And it looks like it's waving, you know, when the screen changes. And at the top it says, "We stand," and at the bottom it said, "Ukraine." And I just like, oh, fuck. I felt sick to my stomach because it was like, god damn, it's another one of those fucking communities. And a lot of the people out here were like, where the fuck is Ukraine? Who the fuck is Ukraine? So all this money is being funneled into Ukraine, but we're not helping ourselves. And these Democrats that voted for it are the ones that died. Let's see them try to rig the election now, huh? Let's see them try to pull that shit again. That's gonna be a fucking delight. Fucking 2,000-3,000 people just got crispied. I feel bad for the people in East Palestine, dude. Now, let me bring up another disaster that a lot of people either admire or forgot about or just don't know about. Centralia, Pennsylvania. Now, what happened was, supposedly, there was a fire that was started by accident. There was a coal patch that was exposed and it got caught. It was set on fire, either accidentally or whatever, and it just started burning the coal underneath the city. And eventually the president of the United States and the country had to get involved, and they were just doing a bunch of subcontracting and trying to get it to... Once they almost got it under control, there was a fucking... What was it? It was a government holiday, and then all of a sudden the contract expired, and they tried to renegotiate, but they didn't... You know what I mean? The anthracite that got caught on fire during the government holiday expanded. And then during the time when they were negotiating, it expanded even further to the point where it got out of control. And the only option that they had was to basically buy out the houses and kick the residents out. And the ones that stayed, stayed. And I think there's only one resident there, or he passed away, or I don't know. But Centralia was probably one of the most beautiful stories that I'd ever heard. There was a Pismo Beach, I think. Palm Beach? I can't remember. A guy fucking started spilling chemicals into the fucking, you know, started spilling chemicals into the fucking dirt to try to keep the dirt down. And people were end up getting fucking all kinds of crazy ass poisoning. As a matter of fact, a Truth Stream Media did a report on it. Horrific shit. I feel bad for people like that, that had no, that didn't vote for it, didn't control it, you know, they had no say in what the fuck happened to them. It was just bad, fuck, not even bad luck. It was just evil fucking shit. But yeah, dude, I don't feel particularly bad when fucking bad shit happens to Democratic, like, shitholes. Not anymore. Oh god, I think they're fucking arguing again. Whatever. It's the neighbors upstairs. But yeah, I don't feel bad anymore, man. I quit crying. I quit caring. How many times have we gotta fucking tell you people stop voting blue? How many times have we got to tell you people to get fucking train your police officers? How many times have we got to tell you people to fucking do investigations on the corruption? How many times have we got to fucking tell you? So that when it gets out of hand the way that it does, there's no one else to blame. You got to look at your dirty ass hand and realize, like, oh, I did this. I don't know, man. Some people just like to learn the hard way. Guard your heart.